Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Two more inmates have been released from jail because of the state drug lab scandal. They were among 19 defendants who appeared in the first special court session, which was held yesterday, to review cases affected by potentially faulty drug evidence. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
If yesterday's unprecedented special Boston Municipal Court session is any indicator, the mess left in the wake of the state drug lab scandal is going to take a long time to clean up. Only 5 of the 19 inmates called to the session have cases directly linked to Annie Ducan. She's the chemist charged with falsifying drug evidence. 2 of the inmates were released on $500 bail. Suffolk County DA Dan Conley called the process an embarrassment. He criticized officials for bringing so many inmates into court only to send them back to jail. And Conley urged those reviewing cases affected by the scandal to slow down.
The information that we have, you know, is not very good at this point, and that's why these lists are being refined and so forth. So we have 19 defendants, and my prosecutors tell me that a sizable number of them will not be related to Annie Ducan at all.
But some of the defense attorneys involved, like Richard Noon, say even if their clients' cases are not directly related to Ducan, the special counsel reviewing the scandal identified their client for some reason, so now they're taking a closer look.
But there are allegations that she forged signatures, and it requires further investigation, for sure.
Meantime, in Suffolk Superior Court yesterday, a drug case was dismissed against Jeffrey Banks because the cocaine he was charged with possessing was tested by Ducan. A second test showed it was not cocaine. But Banks was sent back to jail in an unrelated case. Also yesterday, an inmate released last month who then didn't show up for a court appearance this week was arrested in Quincy. Marcus Pixley, who has previous drug and a rape conviction, is now charged with being a fugitive from justice and is being held on $2,000 bail. His attorney says Pixley's being used to frighten the public. Attorney Noon says everyone involved in these cases is going to have to work together, probably for a long time to come.
All sides, the district attorney's office, the defense bar, and the judiciary, the court system, are trying to sort out this mess that's been created by this person.
Connolly estimates as many as 500 inmates could be released in Boston alone. District attorneys across the state are expected to ask for $10 million a year to hire the staff necessary to deal with the thousands of cases affected by this scandal. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.